Okay, let's bring on our guest today. We're excited to bring on our show today. We have with us Jeff Graves. And Jeff is the director, the leader, the king. He is everything when it comes to Mudathlon. The Mudathlon series is going on. It's starting in the end of June, going throughout, what? I think we're going through September now? Is that right, Lee?
I don't know.
They're great events. It's exercise. It involves beer. It involves mud. What else, Jeff, does it involve?
Well, a mucking good time, of course.
A mucking good time. I like that.
A mucking good time. Lots of obstacles. 40 different obstacles, and I can tell you the guys have been out there building some incredible new ones. I went out the other day, and there's one they've built that is it's a cargo net climb. But, you know, cargo net climb, maybe go up 10 feet or so. Well, this one's going up 14 to 15 foot. And then you got to swing your leg over the top and come back down the other side. So I go climbing up there, and I'm a little afraid of heights. I got stuck on top. I didn't want to swing my leg over. So it's going to – we've got some good challenging new obstacles. We've got a monkey bar set that's going to be 35 foot long of monkey bars. And you don't make it, you're dropping into a pit of mud. So then you get your 100-yard long mud pit. You get your 30-foot slides, and then some we have 120-foot slides. So it's a 3 to 4 mile run with 40 different obstacles.
Hey, Jeff, can you do us a favor and call right back? We're getting a bad connection. You're cutting in.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of static. Let's call us right back, Jeff.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
We're going back to our board here. We're going back to our technical soundboard, fixing this thing up. Man.
That's how we roll here.
Well, you know.
Our product's too good. We cannot just allow to happen.
People listen to the show. All of a sudden, they're on their treadmill. They're running. All of a sudden, we don't want them going with their headphones going, what the hell is going on with my iPod here? You know, so we got to make sure that everything is working perfectly for our fans, our listeners. We're getting Jeff back on the phone right now. We got him? Jeff, are you there?
Is that better?
Oh, yes, much I'm better. Here. Oh, it's like night and day.
Okay, good.
So now you've got now this is what we learned so far, Jeff.
There's monkey bars.
And you're afraid of, we've learned that you're afraid of heights.
Yeah, yeah.
But it did not impede you from actually doing it. Fear is not a factor for you. You scaled you did it.
Absolutely, and that's what we hope. We make the course doable for anybody, but challenging for hopefully everybody.
Now, is it true that nuclear waste is going to be a part of the future? You're going to do some nuclear stuff and some fire.
No nuclear waste, no fire. We'll let other people play in those type of. Pits of nastiness, but we'll concentrate to just big old mud pits, 100-yard long pits, and
I like
our fun slides. We really have some incredible hills that will just water down, and you'll have to use ropes to get up. Lots of going through the creeks, and lots of tunnels, lots of tires, lots of walls. But it's all made just have a good time and try something a little different.
What about fake insects, like the big, like really big snakes, stuff like that, like anacondas, like anything you can do like that? Because that, I guarantee you, that'll add another dimension, Jeff, to this thing that people will, they'll remember that.
You know, I don't think we really need any fake insects or snakes. Because you're kind of out there in the wild, and you just don't know what
you don't know what's out there. Right now,
you don't know what's up out there. Is exactly right.
Now, the first event is going to be is it taking place in Indianapolis? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in Indianapolis coming up here on June 23rd or now, June 25th. Excuse me.
And we know that there's a series of them, and they're throughout Indianapolis, Chicago. They're in Ohio. Coming up in Wisconsin, is that correct?
Yep. Right now we have the Indianapolis one on June 25th, then we go up to the Chicagoland event on July 23rd. Then we are over in Cincinnati on August 13th, and then up in the Cleveland area, just east of Cleveland, on um, September 17th. We're still trying to get our Wisconsin date. That may fall till next year. But for sure right now there are four Mudathlons on the books and currently registering people for all four of those.
Now, what goes into putting on an event like that? Because that seems it seems like this is a lot more than like if you're doing a 5K or a 10K race. This seems to be a lot more involved.
Absolutely. What's so different about this is that literally it's all off-road. You know, some were at paintball facilities, some were at farms, some were at rock quarries. We're all in different places. So you're dealing with, you know, what the land gives you. And we are building these obstacles. So they are large obstacles out there we're building, and a lot of times tough areas to get back to with our equipment to build it, to lay out the course. And it's something we've got to completely mark the course and put, you know, marking tape all along so no one gets lost out there and they stay on the route. So it is a lot more work. It's all the logistics of trying to figure out, okay, where are you going to get your water sources? If we have dry weather, we need mud. You know, how are we going to get water back to certain areas? And then when they do finish and everybody's completely muddy, how are we going to do showers out in the middle of nowhere? So right. Lots of different things to think about that at a typical 5K we don't have to worry about.
Now, is this event for, like, 20-year-olds? Is this for families? Is it for
mostly
teenagers?
I would think mostly the elderly, right, Jeff? At least 65 and above?
That's exactly who we're targeting. You know, when we started this, we really thought it was going to be like a 20 to 24-year-old age group, and we were, you know, surprisingly wrong that the average age is a 33-year-old. It's 50-50 male-female. It is something that anyone 14 or over can do. So we are seeing a lot of families coming out with their teenage kids, their college kids, and doing it as an activity. Because it is something that you can do as a team, work together. When you come to some of these obstacles, 8-foot walls, you need somebody to help you push over or pull, have them, you know, once they get over to help you over. So it is something for everyone. You know, we've got 70-year-old people registered for the race that want to go out and, you know, be kids again, and that's great.
Right. Now, is there any sort of I'm assuming, Jeff, that there might be an issue with a tire, especially for some of the bigger men, you know, with their man boobs that might pop out. Do you have any a tire that they have to wear, or especially for the women,
maybe
too?
Do you grease them up?
Yeah, anything that that they have to.
We encourage people to be creative in their attire.
Very nice.
We've had some pretty wacky, we've had bridal parties that have been, you know, pretty scantily clad, and we've had some big men just jiggling and jostling out there on the course. as long as people are having fun, that's all that matters.
Is it PG-13 or R?
You know, I would say the race is basically a PG-13. The parking lot afterwards is R. Because people have no problems.
Right. Well, that's when the beer comes in, right?
When the beer.
Right. That's the end. That's the bounty. That's what you get when you finish this. Now, is it a standardized course in terms of the length and in terms of
–
so every course is different?
Every course is absolutely unique to its environment and its distance. We're not worried if it's a 5K or if it's 3.72 miles. We could care less, just so we can come up with a fun course. What's so different about this compared to your typical 5K is, you know, at a 5K, everybody goes off at one time. Well, with this, we set off every 15 minutes starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. We send off another 75 to 100 people at a time, and we keep doing that all day long. So when people do come to an obstacle, being that there's 40 of them, you're not running very long before you hit your next obstacle.
Right.
So when they come to them, they can actually do them, and they're not waiting forever in line.
Now, that sounded like a learning curve right there. That sounded like at some point they must have all started together, and you're like, wait a minute. Someone's going to get killed.
It was a learning curve from watching other people's events and seeing, oh, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. That especially when you're scaling and climbing things, you don't want somebody falling on top of you.
Are the fans allowed to like throw mud at the participants?
I would think so.
Absolutely, and afterwards we have tug of war, and you can throw mud at the fans.
Oh, I like that.
We encourage that. When we encourage people to wear old clothes and duct tape their shoes down, because that mud will literally suck their shoes right off their feet. You know, wear weightlifting gloves or biking gloves to protect their hands when they're, you know, climbing up cargo nets and ropes and crawling on their hands in different parts. So, it really tests everybody. And when they're done, they're like, wow, that was really a neat experience.
Jeff, I hope you have a great skincare sponsor, because, I mean, with all this mud, which is a great exfoliant, I'm sure that you can get some heck of a sponsorship with that. That sounds like a great idea.
That's what we tell the ladies all the time. You know, you go and you get all these mud baths and everything.
Yeah.
It's just part of the event.
Right.
You get exercise, you get your mud bath.
It's a spa treatment.
It's a spa. It's like a spa. That sounds great. Now, this sounds like you have a bunch laid out for the summer. Is there anything planned for the wintertime as well, or is it just because it gets a little colder, it's hard to do this stuff in the wintertime?
We've kind of focused here in the Midwest. We don't have anything on the docket for the winter, but we definitely are starting to look at sites down south to start doing a year-round calendar with these events. They do take a lot of time to produce, and, you know, it takes a lot of time to find the right site, the landowner that, you know, is comfortable with, you know, 3,000 people coming on his property, tearing it up and making mud pits and all that. Takes the right individual to think that's a neat thing.
Right. This sounds like a great event that would be great at Woodstock.
I think that's where it started.
It would be perfect.
Yasker's Farm? Woodstock, I think we can go up there. That sounds like a great time that would be happening there. Now, Jeff, when it comes to training for the Mudathlon, what would you recommend people do? Is there meetups? Are there people that are getting together? I mean, how do you go about training for an event like this?
What we find is best if you just run through your neighborhood, hop over your neighbor's fence, crawl through their pool, you know, get chased by their dog. That's awesome training right there for it. But we do have
I like that.
Boot camps are great. Anybody who's in any kind of boot camp activity is good. In Cincinnati, we actually have a Mudathlon training group. I think there's 50 folks right now that are training, and they're, you know, doing boot camp stuff. And in all seriousness, they are going to, playgrounds and doing the monkey bars there and practicing on those type of things to prepare, because you're going to use every part of your body, every muscle, to get yourself through this course.
Yeah. Now, is there anybody that when you've done one of them, are there people that are planning on this sounds like a destination, like a thing you've got to do. Are a lot of people doing all of the events, like going to one and then going, you know, we're going to do the whole series?
You know, last year was our first year with it, and we had two events, and we had probably about 250 people that did both of them. This year, I haven't even looked to see what our duplications are over the events, but that's something I'll start to look at. Yeah, we definitely encourage that people come to each one of them, because, like I said, each course is its unique own event. So if you've done one, that doesn't mean you've done them all by any means. Everyone, like the Valpo, the Chicagoland one, actually has a 120-foot slide. That alone is worth the price of admission to go down that slide into the mud pit.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be a lot of fun. Now, is there prize money, or is there what do you win? Is there a trophy that you get when you do this thing?
What we do is it is a timed event. You know, some people are into it being timed. Others could care less and take all the time they want out there. So prizes we do the top three male and female winners, but obviously we can't even figure that out until the event's 100% over, because somebody in a later time division or later start time could be the fastest one out on the course. We also do teams, and teams get they get to pick four people off their team, and we put their aggregate times together and do team awards. We do best costume. We also do a 911 challenge where Anyone who is a badge-carrying person, fireman, policeman, park ranger, whatever it may be, we do a competition between those folks. So we do have a lot of different awards that are given out. No cash prizes. We give out big beer chalices and cowboy hats and gift certificates to running stores and things like that. We try and just have fun with it.
Yeah, the thing I was going to say is that the thing I love about the whole event is that it's based upon fun, and it seems like there's definitely a movement of people who are definitely interested in doing events like these. We see them popping up all the time. Mudathlon's a great one where you're going out there and it's not your typical 5K or 10K weekend run. You're doing other things. This seems like this is a trend that's only going to get bigger.
Absolutely. These type of things are popping up everywhere, and they all have a little different feel to them. But, you know, you do get the exercise. You're outside. But when you finish, we've got the bands playing. We've got the beer flowing. We do a cookout. Everybody gets a beer mug, a bandana, a temporary tattoo. They get their T-shirt. They get their medal. And everyone's just hanging out, having fun, and talking about their experience and, you know, how they got stuck on this wall, or like me, got stuck on top of the cargo net or whatnot, and, you know. So it is, as I say, a mucking good time.
Now, how many people are you expecting in Indianapolis?
We'll have about 2,700.
Wow, that's
Indy.
Great.
And, we had 1,100 last year, so it's a huge jump in participation.
Any chance that we'll see any mud wrestling in the future in these events? Because popular that is here in the South.
I sure hope so. We highly encourage that.
Lee, what do you think?
Do you think after this you're going to have a Jell-O-a-thon?
But no, it's mud. It's a mud-a-thon.
I know, but maybe they go to a Jell-O-a-thon.
Well, I think Jell-O is a lot more – that's a lot harder than mud. No, mud is easier to make. It's a little – you throw a little water on dirt. A Jell-O-a-thon? I don't know about that. I like the mud.
I'm going to do an indoor Jell-O-a-thon series. Are you in, Jeff?
Jell-O, I think we'll stick with mud.
Mud's a little easier.
What about a nice gelato-a-thon? How about a gelato-a-thon for the classy people?
My nickname's the Big Mudder. I don't know if...
It's got to stay with Big Mudder.
I don't know about that.
We got to stick with the Big Mudder. Well, this sounds fantastic, Jeff. These events, again, if people want to get more information... They should go to mudathlon.com, and they can sign up over there. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's got all the information about our event, and they can check it all out. Lots of great pictures and descriptions of the course, and, of course, they can register, they can volunteer, or they can become a sponsor.
Wow.
So lots of different opportunities.
Jeff, it sounds like a great event. We wish we could be there. It sounds like a lot of fun. We wish you all the best. Again, the website is mudathlon.com, and we may have to join them next year, Lee. That sounds like a great time. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm in to watch you run that thing.
Lee will be holding your beer when you get it.
Exactly. I'm in charge of the beer.
He'll be holding my beer, but this sounds like a blast, and wish you all the best, Jeff. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
That's Jeff Graves. He is the Big Mudder with Mudathlon. Man, these are the type of events that, you know, everybody needs to do one of these things. You know, what else is out there now? Tons of them.
There's nothing.
Muddy Buddy.
No, there's not. Just the Mudathlon.
Just the Mudathlon. But, you know, these type of events are just fantastic to be a part of. And, I'm telling you,
it's a new trend in fitness.
You're going to see the 5Ks, the 10Ks, 20. They're going to be gone. This is the future.
Not enough stimulus.
Right. It's the same thing every week. All you're doing is going against the clock. Now, you need more. You need the Mudathlon series. I guarantee you're going to see them popping up down here in the South, too. Hopefully, they'll be in our neck of the woods next summer. So go check them out, mudathlon.com. Also, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Great book.